right, here we are back once again. It's Monday.
Yeah, and Pook's trying to jump up on top of the laptop.
Yeah, she's here she comes again. Oh, no.
Stop it. I said no. That was like the fourth time.
Yeah, we kept putting her down on the floor,
You need to accept it. I said no. She's like, stop talking to the lights. I imagine humans just seem insane from a cat's point of view.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
All they do is sit in this room, talk to lights.
Yeah, it's like, what are they even doing? They're not petting me. They're not feeding me. Nothing is Pookie involved.
Yeah,
and
they never
want to
do anything. Yeah, they never want to catch lizards. Nothing.
Humans are so stupid.
Yeah. I bring them a lizard every couple days, and they let it go.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Poor Pookie. She doesn't understand the people.
Yeah.
Mommy and Daddy are crazy.
They're like, those humans don't understand the value of nutrition. Okay.
Yeah, but hopefully she won't, jump. I don't mind if she's on the desk. I just don't want her jumping on the keyboard because she really likes to sit on the keyboard.
We just recorded the review for, what was that? Vampire Lovers. If you guys want to jump on that, that's on Shudder. Go ahead and watch that tonight. You'll be able to see the review tomorrow.
No.
When is that? It's not tomorrow. When is
Friday. It goes up Friday. Or for patrons, it goes up on Thursday morning. You know what I mean?
She runs the schedule around. She's wearing the pants around here. I thought it went up
tomorrow. Tom doesn't have any idea what's going on ever.
I was sitting there playing fucking Star Wars what's it called? Squadrons.
Squadrons.
And Pookie kept fucking with me, and I'm ignoring her, and I'm trying to fly the damn TIE Reaper and shit. She goes, fuck this, and she jumps up on top in front of the television and starts smacking the television.
She was smacking all smacking the little spaceships.
Ships. Yeah, smacking the spaceships. So I'm
She's like,
to
Daddy's not paying attention.
She's nuts, man. You are crazy. Then I came in here and she started attacking the laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, she doesn't like when you're paying attention
to something
else.
So we're going to talk about this Italian flick we saw last night.
Yeah, this is actually one that was just added to Netflix a couple of days ago. And it's called The Binding, or Il Legame, if you would prefer.
It's a pretty good flick. It's not like an old-fashioned traditional Italian movie. It's like a modern movie.
Well, in a way, it's not like... I guess what you saying it's not like an old fashioned like a giallo movie.
Yeah, it's not a giallo movie.
This is like a gothic horror. I mean, pretty much the way that it's shot was very reminiscent, at least to me, of like Haunting of Hill House, that kind of stuff. Like a very muted color palette.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just like stuff kind of creeping around in the background that you couldn't quite see, like in the shadows and stuff.
Hints of The Exorcist.
Yeah, it had some possession stuff, but I feel like it was more, I guess it was kind of possession, but it was kind of like witchcrafty, culty type of thing going on. I mean, basically, so what the story is, I think the person that directed it, the guy that directed it, Domenico Emanuele De Feudis, I guess is how you pronounce the last name. This might be his first movie, I'm not entirely sure. But basically what the story is, it takes place in southern Italy somewhere, and there's a couple... who the guy's name is Francesco, and I think the wife's name is Emma, I think. Now, they're not married yet, but I guess they're going to get married or they're going to get engaged or something like that. Now, she has a daughter named Sophia who looks like she's about, I don't know, maybe 10-ish.
She's going to do it again, stop.
I know, she's thinking about
it. She growled when I grabbed her.
She's like, you're frustrating me.
There she goes. She's going to go up on that side.
She can go on that side because that laptop is closed.
She wants to run across the keyboard.
Yeah, she really wants to, bro. She's like, it's nice and warm and it's got squishy buttons and lights and stuff.
You can go ahead, go. You can go up on that side.
You can go on that side, but...
Hey. You can go up on that side.
Now she's confused because I was kicking her off.
I touched her back and she goes, "Arr." She makes that fucking noise. It's funny.
But yeah, so the setup is that this couple who are not married, but are going to, you know, are planning to get married at some point in the future. The daughter, Sophia, is, I guess, Emma's daughter, but not his daughter. So I guess she's from,
she made it. Yeah,
oh,
she jumped,
goodness.
Made the jump. Okay.
She's from,
the jump to hyperspace.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to back there and fart around.
Okay.
So this little family unit is going to this kind of remote manor house in southern Italy to meet Francesco's mother. Now, Francesco's mother is a very old-fashioned woman, like the whole, you guys are not married, so you have to sleep in separate rooms type of person. And she's also seems to be into witchcraft, maybe possibly an occult, we're not really sure. There's all these kind of people hanging around, and she's always kind of whispering to them and no one, you know, and Emma is like creeping around going like, who the fuck are all these people? What is going on? It seems like really sinister. And as time goes on, there's like all this, there's actually a really great shot, like early on, like with all these trees, like out in this orchard or like this field or whatever. And like all of them are like upended, like all the roots out and everything. And they don't even really explain like why exactly that is.
Hey, nope, stop.
Oh my goodness.
He's knocking Alice Cooper off. What are you doing?
You can't do that to Alice Cooper, Pookie.
You've lost your mind. That's it.
Aw, you being bad, Poke. Look at her back there. Look at her little butt.
Stars, Lemmy and fucking Alice Cooper.
They're getting beat up by a cat.
We have to rearrange all of these.
Yeah, Sophie says, Pook has a lot to say today. She does.
Oh man, she's nuts. Why are you being crazy?
She feels really insecure today, I guess. Yeah. And she's kind of like trying to get everybody's attention. I'm not really sure.
She wants me to go outside and play or something.
She does this a little bit sometimes, but today she seems like really...
She's
really all up in our shit today.
Yeah.
Which she's not usually.
She's jumping back up there. What's the problem? Fuck. Okay.
It's like having a little tiny little child.
Cross between a child and a bear. And a monkey. And a kitty.
You know that no one listens to you when Pookie is there. That's what I figured. I mean, because, like, I can't really concentrate on what I'm saying with her, like, she's jumping around and being like a monkey, but knocking shit off of everyone.
Growling and shit. Like... I've never heard a cat do that. She's touching.
Our kitty's insane.
That's how she says no.
Yeah. That's how she says a lot of things. But, that's her little frustrated noise. Like, boom.
Yeah.
She goes like that. But yeah, so that's the setup of this movie, is that to go to this like creepy old house with this creepy old like lady, and then weird shit starts to happen with the little girl, where it almost kind of seems like you're not really sure if the mom, like if Francesco's mom is like trying to do something, like they're going to sacrifice this little girl, or if there's something else going on. So that was like kind of well done. Now, like I said, if you like gothic horror, you'd probably be into this. It's not real fast-paced. It's not real action-packed. It's not even really that scary. There's like kind of some cool imagery. Like I like what they did like with the eyes. I like what they did with like one of the spirit things, or I guess she's not really a spirit, maybe, but kind of like possessed-y people at the end, and I thought that looked kind of cool. Overall, this was just like okay. This was kind of like a middle of the road. It's well shot. The acting's really good, especially like the little girl that's in it, because child actors are kind of hit and miss, but she was actually quite good in this. And, you know, some of the like scenes are creepy. I thought the story was a little convoluted. Like, I'm not entirely sure. Like, I liked the ambiguity about you weren't really sure who the villain was or what exactly was going on, like, until the end. But even at the end, I'm not entirely sure I knew exactly what was going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of got the gist, but I'd probably have to watch it again, like, to sort of, like, figure out what the hell exactly the story was and why it kind of went the way it went.
Yeah.
But, like I said, if you like, you know, foreign horror, if you liked Haunting of Hill House, if you like, you know, gothic horror, stuff that's not, like, super, super scary or anything, but is kind of, you know, just creepy, atmospheric, that kind of shit.
What the hell's she doing?
Then you might like this one. Like I said, it's on Netflix. It seems like I do like that they're trying to, you know, add a lot of like foreign horror movies and stuff.
Knocked a damn chair over. I thought I heard something fucking fall.
You made the camera go all blurry.
Did
it? Yeah. Well, okay. You know, that's all right. But yeah, so like I said, I can't say like a huge amount. I don't want to spoil anything because it does like kind of have interesting like twists and stuff.
It's
but...
a competent movie, but it, to me, it didn't really stand out as anything special. It's just, I'm not going to say it was a waste of time watching it, but just kind of forgettable.
Yeah, really, that's kind of where I was at. It's like it's a decent movie. It's a decent watch. Like, it's entertaining. You actually do want to like watch until the end to see what happens, but it's not like a real forgettable or like.
I would take that other one, Vampire Lovers, over this any day. That 1970 Hammer film, lesbian vampires, just boobalicious.
Well, that one had all the boobs. Great. Don't ruin it because it's like we're, you know, I'm just saying that like people don't get to watch our review of it until Thursday or Friday.
it's like a porno movie gonna happen any minute. Doesn't really happen, but you know, it's classy. Too classy.
It's too classy. It's too for classy. That shit.
But that shit was dirty, you know. A lot of nudity. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see that one. Yeah. I'd rather see that one.
I feel you. Like I said, I like Italian horror. I like gothic horror. This one is a perfectly serviceable gothic horror story.
But the British give you boobs.
True. I don't think there was any boobs in this
one. And everybody's cute. Everybody's cute in those old British movies.
Yeah.
Well, couldn't be Hammer cute movies. if you weren't cute, you weren't going to be in a movie. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Even boob sis, boob twins. What was that called? What was that one?
Twins of Evil.
Twins of Evil.
Yeah.
All four of them.
Right. Yeah.
That was a good one.
So, today is Monday, and actually, our club night, Memento Mori, is finally restarting this evening. So I guess we'll be going to that, see how that goes.
Haven't been to the club in a while.
That's true. Well, because it's been closed. Your body is ready?
Yeah.
Ready. It'll be fun. I haven't been in a long time. It'd be nice to see everybody.
I'll probably take an old man nap before I go.
I would like to, but I doubt I'm going to be able to. I'd have a hard time sleeping during the day.
Yeah. Mangoes. At least we'll do a little tour. We'll see how everybody's doing, you know, have a drink or two. And if I get tired, then we'll just fucking come home an hour or so early. I don't have to be out till 3.
I think tonight, too, it's a crossover with Memento Mori and Disco Sombre. Disco Sombre, whatever.
Whatever that is.
No, that's that's Rob's thing. I thought you were talking about a
disco night.
No, disco about. With a K.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like that dark wave, dark indie type.
That'd be good.
So I think that'll be kind of cool. So I think those DJs are going to switch out.
Yeah, that'll be
good. So I think that'll be kind of cool. But yeah, so...
maybe we'll take some video or something.
Yeah, we'll see if we remember.
Right.
Like, well, if you take your...
my tablet, we can do it.
Yeah, take your tablet.
I don't have anything to carry the tablet in. It's the size of that fucking thing.
I know, it's too big to... It's just too big to go in my purse.
Yeah.
I mean, I could take a big, giant purse, but...
That'd be the only way.
You want me to?
We'll see what we can take.
I can dig up a bigger purse, maybe.
Yeah, we'll dig up something.
I mean, you know.
Let's do that.
It's not like I have to... We'll just put it in
a little backpack that'll go with your outfit. Do you have a little backpack? A cute backpack? You gotta get you a cute backpack.
I used to have one, but the bottom tore out of it.
Okay. Get you one that's like a little bat or something.
Well, that's what my leather purse looks like.
Yeah.
But it's just like regular purse size. Okay. And your tablet is a little bit too big to fit in there.
All right.
And at least you don't take like your vape with you anymore, because that used to take up like a third of my purse.
I don't have to anymore. I have to take it.
Yeah.
Don't even have the urge to smoke.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my vaping got me quitting.
It did. You quit almost immediately. I think it was immediate. As soon as you started vaping.
Day I got fucking started vaping, it was the day I quit.
Yeah.
And then I quit vaping.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you kind of like, vaping is good, like, to kind of transition you out of it. But after a while, it's almost kind of like you just stop thinking about it.
Yeah, you know, I still have everything. I vaped like fucking a couple months back. I took a big hit off of it and I was like... Because there's no nicotine in it. I had it down to zero nicotine.
Yeah, we started like going
just
flavor, down.
And I just started to take a big hit out of it. And I was like, what did I see in this? And then, you know what I mean? There was just, didn't need it.
Yeah. Mango said he met the twins from Twins of Evil.
They were cute.
He said he had a drink with them too.
Yeah, they were cute. They looked like they were about, what, 18 when they did that movie?
They were
Playboy bunnies, but.
Or something like that. Something like that.
But yeah, they were cute. Yeah. Had them run around fucking. In those bustiers, drowning in their own boobs.
Drowning in your own boobs.
The British people knew how to fucking
get guys
to come see the movie.
That's how Tom wants to die, being drowned in a sea of boobs. No.
I don't want to die at all.
Well, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but I can think of worse ways to go.
Yeah.
All right. So that's probably all we gotta say about. You know, like I said, if you're into, like, gothic horror and you got, like, an hour and a half to kill, then shit. Go over there and watch The Binding on there. I imagine there's a dubbed version, but, like I said, I never recommend dubbing. I watch the closed-captioned version.
It's worse dubbed.
I can't stand dubbing. It drives me crazy. Yeah. But it does seem like every movie that they put on Netflix, they do have a dubbed version, which is nice that they give you the option, but... Because some people are like, I don't want to read subtitles, fuck that. It's like, if I wanted to read, I'd read a book instead of watching a movie. But you know what I mean. Like I said, I don't like dubbing. So anyway, we will be back tomorrow. And since we're going out tonight, we probably will not have time to watch a movie. So tomorrow will probably be a sidetracks. So we can talk about what we did at the bar if anything exciting happens.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen everybody in so long.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. And thanks for hopping by. Bye.